Okay, everybody, welcome to another day of Spiritual Truth. And if we don't need it today, I don't know what day we need it, because it's been a day. I'm here with Mickey Jacobs, the lady who talks to angels on the other side. Boy, we need the angels today, Mickey.
Yes, we do.
Yikes, what a day it's been.
Yes, it is a little bizarre day.
Yes, it's more than bizarre. But anyway, so today we're going to, the energy must be crazy, I don't know. But today we're going to talk about relationships, the cheating, and the how that all works, because there's been a lot of conversation. You've had plenty of readings lately where you're contacting the other side and people who are in disturbed relationships. What's going on?
Yes, it seemed like recent there's a lot of couples that, of course, talking from a spirit world, the way they describe it, they just, the relationship simply end, meaning there is no more spiritual growth. Once there's no more spiritual growth, the soul is ready to move on, because of course the sole purpose of the soul is to grow. So some relationship, they just either run their course, meaning it's just done, or one of the people just refused to grow. So then it's done, really, so spiritually speaking.
So there are a lot of breakups and divorces, is what you're saying.
A lot of breakups and divorces. A lot more so, recently more so than before, unfortunately. It really is a lot. And the spirit world, of course, like to push forward relationships that are done, and they kind of push each person to go their own way, because they never want us to spend time if there's no growth anymore, if it's really done. So that's what I've been doing recently with readings more than other subjects for some reason.
Well, there's been a lot of cheating going on, or it's what they're saying, or people leaving for each other. And you said there are a lot of lonely people, and a lot of people having communication with other people out of their relationships. What are the rules on that? I mean, I know you use one country couple that everybody knows about, Amy Grant, a very big country singer one time.
Yeah.
Very religious singer, too. She was known for her country music, her spiritual country music.
Yeah.
And she found love with Gil, I forget. Gil's a really big, famous country musician, too.
Yeah.
He's well in his lot of country music. Well, they were both married. And they found love, and they left their spouses, and they married one another, and they've had a child, and for a while they took a hit, because she represented Christ, Christianity,
yeah.
You know, family, being married forever. So she falls in love, so she took a hit for that, but she's very happy, and I'm happy for them. However, people are criticizing them, people criticize them and say they should have stayed in those marriages. From what I'm hearing, I use them because they're a celebrity couple everybody knows about, okay?
Yes.
So we're not gossiping about them.
Yes.
So, good example. So, what should they have done? When they met and fell in love, and they were crazy in love, and it's obviously real, it's lasted for a long time, they have another child, they're very happy. What about that husband and wife? What was all that about?
You know, the first thing that come across from the spirit world to people that are having trouble in their inner relationship, intimate relationship, is the one sentence, always make sure you close one door before you open another. Meaning, people are cheap nowadays because they're lonely and maybe their communication is not as good and just looking for other fixes outside the marriage or the close relationship. And they always say that just be honest with your partner. If things are bad, they always go for trying to resolve it first. But once you know this is done, if you try your best or you see the other person refuse to help, and you have that feeling of perhaps going outside of the marriage, I always get from the archangels, actually, more than the spirit guides. I don't know if, as I mentioned before, some subject the spirit guides are more involved, some are the archangels. And the archangels always make sure to say, be decent to the person, meaning going behind their back towards another person, and they're not just talking sexually. I mean, they're talking even mental support from someone else, if you go just to dinner to talk. Because the other person does not know, that's actually considered a negative karmic debt if you go behind their back. So they always make sure to be as honest as possible, and if you come to a conclusion where your marriage or relationship is done, leave. Leave first. and then pursue anything else.
But some people stay because, oh, I'm going to hurt her, or I'm going to hurt him. And so they have the affair. Some just do it because they're naughty and they're lustful.
Yes.
Others really are staying in sometimes. I mean, I'm not married, so this isn't me. I have friends, and I've heard this many times. I don't want to hurt him. I fell in love with somebody else. How do I get out of this?
Yes.
And so still, they have to tell the truth because that's still hurting him. Eventually, they're going to have to tell him, right, or her.
Yeah, you know that the spirit world do not want excuses because they're pretty tough when they want to be our team.
Good, I like this. That's a good answer. So that's just a made up excuse.
It really is, because they always tell me they meaning you humans,
mm-hmm.
know right from wrong.
Absolutely,
and you know it's wrong. It is not an excuse to go on someone's back. It's very, very bad to harm another human being, which, of course, cheating is extremely harmful to the other person, because they don't know. It's the same thing. They always give me the example of gossip. You do not want to gossip about another human being because it's against their knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like the other person doesn't know, and they always give me that feeling. I feel sad for the other person. Because a lot of time the information I channel comes from with its own feeling. So no, you don't want to do it. If you're afraid to leave the marriage because it's convenient to be under the umbrella of marriage, because then you don't want to face being dating again, then don't. Then don't date. You cannot eat the cake and leave it whole. Either you stay in the marriage fully or you leave. It's very, very important. So cheating, all of us humans know our cheating is bad, but it's more so spiritually speaking. It's just harmful for your own life. It just is. It's just a bad karmic bad.
So
you never want to do that. You absolutely want to finish one story, start another.
For all the girls and women and men and boys that have cheated, and probably everybody has at one time with roaming eyes or thoughts,
yes.
or, you know, they just like to be with somebody else, even though they don't do anything. They don't consider cheating, as you just said. We call it emotional cheating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those of us who don't like, I don't believe the man I'm with or my husband needs to talk to another woman about his problems. If he needs to talk to her, he's cheating. That's what I think.
I believe so, yes.
You know, I think kissing someone else is cheating. I think talking to them on the internet or phone calls
outside the marriage,
anything is cheating. So, you know, maybe I'm considered crazy, I'm sure.
No.
Or too, you know, but so that's what I consider. But then I was always called Mary Poppins. You know, other people say, oh, it's okay to go out to dinner with that guy as long as we're not sleeping together. So what you're saying is, no, it's not okay. So for all those really nice people, and there are a lot of them who are nice, they just, maybe the only mistake they've made is they've cheated emotionally or even cheated physically.
Yes.
Is karma, it's not over for them. I mean, is the other side going to give them, can they say I'm sorry, or how does that work?
Sure you can. I mean, sure you can. It's matter if you learn your lesson. Of course, the spirit world is always extremely patient with our shortcomings and mistakes. The reason they're patient, A, because our spirit guides used to be human, so of course they know how difficult it is to overcome the negative inner mind and to live with the physical body. But in general, the spirit world know that we come here to school. We come to learn. If you go to high school and you fail, the main thing is that you learn better and succeed next time. The problem you start having is when you repeat, or you know you're harming the other person and you're prolonging it. Continue.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always forgiveness. Once you fix your way, the way they show me is you balance your karma. Of course we all make mistakes. Do not repeat them. No right from wrong. And when we say about going dinner or to talk to someone, if it's not okay by your partner, it's not okay.
See, that's what I say. That's, if you can't tell your partner, then
correct.
Something's wrong.
Correct.
And then when you find out and they go, oh, we just ran into each other. No, I don't think so.
No.
But see,
and everyone know that because we human know right from wrong. It just sometimes we let either loneliness or perhaps when some people want the attention and they just find someone else. But it is up to us to know right from wrong. And we have to remember we cannot harm another person without their knowledge. Now, if it's an open marriage, like some marriages I'm sure are,
okay.
So it's not wrong because it's wrong. It's wrong because you're deceiving another person.
Wait, open marriages aren't considered immoral?
No, because both people know.
Yikes.
Both people, that I don't believe in that, but I'm sure some do. It's if both people know. If there is no deceiving, then it's just simply a matter of lifestyle. They're not judgmental towards that. What they are don't like is where there's the seed. That's where your karmic going to get into place. It's just simply a consequence for your actions.
So then the lustful behavior is of no consequence to them? So when they have open marriages, it's just one big lustful behavior?
No, there's no... I never heard them being judgmental of maybe lifestyle or anything. They're not. They are judgmental when one of the person either forced to disagree, being manipulated into, and of course doesn't know. That's when you become in problem with the universal law of karma. If both agree, it just seems
consulting adults. Consenting adults is what you're saying.
Consenting
adults. So what about the people who stay married and they keep it to themselves and they just date other people and don't let anybody know they're still married? That's a new thing now. You know, nobody wants to get divorced because of financial reasons.
Yeah.
They want to keep their money because if they get divorced, they have to split up.
But
then
they harm others.
Yeah, that's another new thing.
Because
others
think that he or she is available and they see perhaps future. So it's the same thing. Instead of harming the people in the marriage, they're harming the people outside. Once you harm another human being or human living, in any case, that is bad consequences. It's just the way the law works. That's why over the years they always tell me to teach people, do not harm others. It doesn't matter if it's how bad it is, if it was just a little fling, if it was just learn your lesson. If you make a mistake, admit it. Admit to yourself what is the problem. Am I going to fix it or am I going to stay in the relationship? If you don't want to stay, leave and pursue something else.
Okay, let me make this example really clear. I'm not married, so I'm just going to pretend I am for the moment, okay? So what if I decide I left my husband and we haven't been together in 20 years,
yes.
Okay? And I see a man, but I don't want to divorce my husband because my husband's got everything I want, all the protection, my insurance and money, and he doesn't want to get divorced either because, you know, but we don't want to be with each other, so we live apart. And now I see somebody, and I start to have a romance with this person, a very serious romance.
Yes.
Tell this person they're the only, I want to grow old with them, live with them, and I even want to wear his wedding rings or whatever. I want him to act like we're married and everything.
Yes.
Yet I don't want to divorce my husband.
Yes.
And I told him right up front, say, if I were to say, you know what, I'm married only on paper, but I love you, you're the love of my life, but I'm married on paper because it's just convenient.
Yes.
Now what if he tells the person, or I told the man that?
Yes.
Is that still a karmic, still
yeah,
kind of selfish?
That's when they said, leave the door, close one and open another. On planet Earth, married is still marriage. You're still married to the person. It's energy as well. And what they're talking about, close one door, open another, once you're still married, the energy is still connected.
Yeah.
So although you might fully feel for the new guy that the things are still connected with the other person, because that piece of paper is piece of paper.
It's a contract. It's binding, right?
Pardon?
It's binding and it's a contract.
It's
and the person that you might, even if you tell them up front, oh, I'm married, then you start to stand together and you start saying, oh,
sure.
God, I love you, you're the love of my life, and then you start, you know, giving, they're going to hope someday you're going to be theirs and you're
sure
going to break that marriage.
Sure they do. Closed door meaning everything.
I've seen it more times.
Wish the other person all the best, and now you open, your energy is open, you have nothing to hide, everything is closed, then you move forward.
Yeah,
closed
well.
Closed mean closed completely.
Yeah, well, I've seen it happen a million times where the girl says, oh, he might have told me. He'll say to the girl, but I told you.
Oh.
And then she'll say, yeah, but you told me you love and you want to be with me forever. I thought you would leave her.
Sure.
You know, and do you see how many movies where even when the girls are dating married men and they keep saying, he didn't leave her. He's going to leave her. Even Barbara Walters wrote that book, and Joel and I did a show, and we said, what's the difference between her and the madam? I mean, she's in there bragging that she, you know, she had disrupted these marriages, and the kid, he wanted to spend Christmas with her, not the mother and the child. I said, what is she thinking?
Yes.
You know, I mean, this is not such a good thing to talk about, I don't think.
Also, they always tell me that we know when a relationship is over. So it's always important to them not to prolong the time. Even if they say, even for sake of kids, which the spirit world holds parenthood very heroic, like they really...
Let's talk about that, the kids, because, you know, a lot of children are angry at their parents, mine included, by the way, for divorcing. When I divorced my husband, my children were very angry at me. And I could have stayed married forever with him and done whatever I wanted. But, you know, I decided, if you're going to leave, you leave. You just get divorced. My children did not like that at all. And I didn't leave for another man. I just wanted to be married anymore to him. For whatever. He's a nice guy. I just didn't want to be married. I have no explanation. But maybe I do in my own personal private head. But I just wanted out. He wasn't a bad man. Or I have nothing bad to say about him. But my children, my youngest ones especially, really are angry that I got a divorce. And most children are. And I hear still adults say, well, it's hard on the children when you get a divorce. And I'm thinking, why? If, especially if they get to see their father when they're little all the time. Why? What does the spiritual world say about that?
Well, actually, a lot of people, when I transfer messages about parenthood, for example, a lot of moms come to reading, and they tell them, we know you're a mom, but it's not enough in this life. You can be a great mom and guide your kids, but you must find another purpose in life. Not that they think motherhood or fatherhood is less than heroic, because they think it is, but your kids are your kids. They are their own soul with their own team. They come here alone. They're going to leave alone. So if you think your marriage is over because there is really nothing there, the kids would sponge the negative energy. So they actually don't consider the kids when they consult the couple to separate in a reading. So it's very... very strange because, people in the reading say, but we have kids. But all they care is about the growth of the souls. The kids would be fine sometimes, better off when people either find someone else or by themselves more happy. Because you can have a marriage and it's really negative, and the kids, of course, in any age, they would sponge that it's just not successful marriage or relationship.
But I talk to a lot of grown kids who, grown, 18, 19, who say, oh, the reason I'm this way is because my parents got divorced. I mean, you hear it as a reporter, I've heard it. Well, the parents, they come from broken homes. You've heard that, Mickey.
Yes, sure.
The broken home syndrome. They always like to blame the parents who are divorced.
Mm.
Me being married, I was married 22 years to this man.
Yes.
I never thought I'd be divorced or create a broken home. But I did.
Yeah.
And the guilt, I still carry around for that today. Because my children say, well, you know, you divorced Dad.
Not once, Margaret, that I heard in a reading, especially the last, I would say, month, that there seemed to be a lot of separation of couples, not once that the people's team, spirit guides and archangels, say, stay for the kids. Not once. That's not because they don't care. Those are our guides and archangels. They love us dearly. It's because they want the growth of our soul. We come here to achieve a certain journey. The kids have their own journey. That doesn't mean we don't love them, although people don't love them if they separate. It means if the relationship is over, it's meant to be over, either to open a door for a new man or woman or to open a door for new circumstances to grow. The kids have their own thing to learn, have their own thing to grow. So, no, I never heard really the spirit forward say, oh, you have kids, then why don't you stay till the 18? They never do that. If it's over, that's the benefit of reading. Is in a reading, you get tips of what's going to happen. That's what's lovely about a reading. Because although they don't tell you what to do, they would kind of give you a hint if the relationship ends, spiritually speaking, because that's all they care. So they kind of course, they don't tend to tell us what to do because it's up to us with our free will, but they will tell you if it's done, if one person is done growing spiritually, if all was, or if you simply came for that certain amount of years with that partner. So they will tell you that, and they always encourage you to end if it's done. So I know it's again, it's one of those concepts, like it's hard to, like karma, that it's hard to kind of understand. But the kids are secondary, unfortunately. If the relationship is over, they rather have the parents separate their own way. They either find someone from the side or stay there and fight all the time near the kids. That's far worse in their eyes than just simply separate, go their own way.
Really? Because, boy, there sure is, there are a lot of children.
Sorry, I'm just a messenger.
Oh, no, I'm listening. There are a lot of kids out there using that, and it was, you know, you got divorced. I mean,
yeah.
The movies are the weaker.
But you think they still feel that even when they get older?
Well, mine certainly.
Really?
Sure,
but I see a lot of kids as they look back.
Oh, they might
understand why their parents did it.
Well, they might say that to their friends, but most children that I know,
yeah.
In my position, I've seen many children still blame their parents to their face. Now,
yeah.
Intellectually and emotionally, do they know quietly? My oldest child said, "Oh, I can't even imagine you and Dad being married. I don't know what you had in common." So one has said that, but there's one child who doesn't agree with that.
Yes.
As far as she's concerned, I ruined everybody's life doing it that way.
Also, you have to understand, and hopefully the listeners would understand, that we come here with a plan, meaning we already know who we're going to meet, significant people, for how long, what we're supposed to learn from them, and move on. So a lot of times, we meant to meet certain people for a certain amount of time, and then we meant to move on to meet that other person.
Now, why do people...
Sometimes the kids, it doesn't matter. It's a matter of those two souls that married. So it's very... There's a lot of levels to divorce or separation.
And lovers. Here's one question that we get a lot.
Sure.
People, they'll go to psychics or astrologers, and they'll be in a relationship. And it's a great relationship for a while. Then it becomes a very hurtful relationship. And someone will say, but you're there as long as you need to be because you needed to grow. You had a lesson to learn. Never tell you what the lesson is. It's just that you had this big lesson, and everybody looks at each other and goes, what the heck was that lesson? You know, what lesson did I deserve on that one? I had a friend come in last night. She was just devastated from someone... really hurt her, and she'd gone to an astrologer, and the astrologer said, and the psychic said, oh, it's a lesson you have to learn. It's that same old saying that where I was like, oh, brother, what's this lesson? I mean, it's the age-old question, who invented God? Do you know what I mean? What lesson? What's this big lesson we have to learn?
If you review your past relationship, that's what I tell people in a reading, like really clear your mind when you're by yourself and try to review it. You're going to find out how much you learn, because nothing is our life in the consequences. Nothing. It's incredible how organized and detail-oriented our journey is. We chose who to meet. We know who we're going to meet. In our 20s, we're going to choose to meet guy A, and in our 40s, we're going to meet guy B, because we're going to be different in 40. Therefore, there's different lessons to learn. So nothing is consequences, nothing. So therefore, what he told there is very much true. There are certain lessons to learn. Some you're supposed to teach, and they're supposed to teach you. So if you view your past relationship, each one of us will be able to recognize that indeed we did learn a few things. We either become stronger from the relationship, anything. I mean, I review my past relationship, and now I know that I learned from it. Even if it was harsh or terrible ordeal or terrible end, there's always something that we learn. So that's an important concept to understand, that there's always pre-plan. Those people that are in life with us, meant to be. So it is. It's just the way it is.
Could it be the lesson as simple as that they just broke your heart, or you broke their heart?
Sure.
Is that the lesson you're supposed
to... Oh, sure. That's a lot of time, that's a karmic debt from other life, meaning one soul want to experience what it is to be left alone, and another life they would switch, and they would try to be the one that broke our heart. And of course, it's not breaking the heart as a physical lesson. It's learn how to be strong, how to climb up. For example, how many women say, if he leaves me, I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, he leaves them, and they're fine. Because they learn that that's not true, that without him I'm going to collapse. Because you're not going to collapse. You're going to climb up, and you're going to reach in and get that power out, and you'll be fine. And of course, we know a lot of stories like that, including myself. I thought I'm just going to be no one without my ex-husband, and I was fine. It was very difficult, so that's what I learned. So from then on, I thought I don't kind of really need a man to complete me. It would be lovely, but I'll be fine. So those are all lessons that the soul chose to learn, either fail in another life or... So it's quite organized. And for me to look at it from the side now, meaning with my team, I see how it is organized. But of course, when you're not happy, in not a happy marriage, you don't want to hear about, I'm learning a lesson.
No. And then, so what is the one that breaks your heart? Or you broke his heart, or she broke your heart? The one goes on and they're happy, and the one's devastated, continues to be devastated.
Yeah.
What lesson is that? Humiliation? Really? I mean...
The one that continued to be devastated obviously did not learn her or his lesson to grow up and be strong, and because breaking... that's why we need planet Earth. That's why we need the physical body. Because how extremely devastated is when someone leaves you. You really think that your world collapsed, but then as time goes by, you realize that you're not going to shrivel and die and you'll be fine. That's a huge lesson for the soul.
Really?
That's actually quite a common lesson for two people to come and learn. So even for us, it looked like it's the end of the world when he or she left me.
But there's also ego.
Just a lesson.
There's also ego involved. It's like you're mortified that, you know, this one girl last night, she said, oh, he found this girl, and she's great. She's younger. And yeah, that's a problem, planet Earth. The older men seem to think they're more attractive, and the poor women don't, so they take all this plastic surgery, and they look kind of weird, and they're trying to be young because men are throwing them over for all these young little knucklehead girls.
Yeah.
And these young little knucklehead girls, instead of going with boys their age, are going with old men for money.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a lot of that going on, too.
Of course.
It's very out of balance. So,
sure.
You know, a lot of these older men are divorcing their older wives, who they once thought were beautiful, and still are quite beautiful, I think. But they're going for the, you know, 30 years younger girl.
Yeah.
Now, what lesson is that?
Well, that's why it's important to understand that we don't see the whole picture. So although I'm telling over and over that everything is organized and pre-planned, we still have our free will. Meaning if we come here with a man or a woman that we plan to come with, and we let over the years the ego come in the way, we can choose the wrong choice and just separate from that man. So there's free will that can still mess our path, mess our journey. So it's very complicated. I mean, you see, I mean, we can come here and still choose the wrong choices.
So if they're in love with a man, I mean, they're out of love with him, but they're just staying with him, and then he goes to someone else, and their ego, you're saying their ego is hurt simply out of ego, not because they love him.
Yes.
They're just hurt out of ego.
Yes.
So they have to disconnect ego, and they have to really sit and think, do I love him, or just am I just mad that he has somebody else?
Sure. That's all thinking and all figuring out, you know, I mean... I found so many couples that the spirit world tell me they are meant to be, yet they chose wrong actions, and they just simply just, one just drifted away because they did go to younger girls.
Really? Really? How does that, what do you mean? What do they say?
They just said nothing. They just said they drifted away from their journey, so they just simply choose the wrong. So although everything is still organized, that's why we have our team. The whole concept of each of us human have a team is they try to kind of guide us to stay within our soul journey. They're pretty clever the way they do that. They just kind of manipulate the circumstances and give us sign and kind of throughout their life they try to keep us within the journey without interfering our free will. But however, the gift of God to us is free will, and if we refuse to watch over the guidance of our team and we just, the ego went out of, completely took over, we will drift away. And even though a relationship meant to be pre-planned from before, we can choose the wrong actions and stay away from it.
Well,
so it's pretty multi-levels.
When you see couples like that, do you tell them that you guys are meant to be, but you've just chosen the wrong action?
Absolutely.
And what do they say?
And most, usually people don't come couple. Funny enough, I mean, the wife don't want to hear what I have
Yeah, or the husband. But when you tell them you're at the right relationship, if you get the one who's cheating, do they try to change?
Yeah, the one that let the ego take over do not come to readings. It's kind of the hope.
They don't want to
be told. So the one that come here, I feel fairly spiritually inclined, so they were always open to change. And actually they said that the other person either refused. So it's true, because the reading to people that do not want to change, I don't really see them much. So reading as it is, someone that agree to reading, that's by itself a sign that they are trying to reach and come back to their journey. And I'm happy to say that most time they do, with the hard work, but they do. But a lot of couples, that's unfortunately just, and what's going to happen next life, they're just going to try it again. So that's quite unfortunate, actually.
And soulmate, you talked about soulmate.
Soulmate, the way Archangel Michael explained to me in quite detail and love, actually, they said that the soulmate phrase is the one that we invented, meaning there is no one soulmate. We have a soul group. Our soul group are between 5 to 8 souls. Those are the souls that the same level as us, and we are very, very close to each other, meaning we incarnating over and over again as different personalities, so to speak. One time, one of the soul group is husband, brother, son. We just kind of switch and turn. So soulmates, we can come to the life mixing our soul group, meaning you can meet someone when you're 20 and that would be your soulmate. That doesn't mean you're going to stay with him for 50 years. It could be that the soul plan was only to stay with him for 20 years or 5 years. And then you would meet. Soulmate is anyone that is significant that taught you lessons. That is a soulmate. And therefore, there is no one soulmate. And that's why a lot of time you would fall in love, greatly love with one man, and then divorce or passed away or something, you're going to meet another one. And then people are confused, but he was my soulmate, she was my soulmate. And they always say there is no one soulmate. Soulmate, is it something that when would I find my soulmate? So
yeah.
You can have one soulmate. My parents married 55 years. Maybe they're one soulmate. Or you can have few soulmates. I know for a fact I did too. So it's just soulmate is something that one of the soul group choose to incarnate with us in a certain time of our lives. So,
and what if you have a group of soulmates? Like, you have a couple and I have a couple. Well, two of mine are crossed over. I only thought I had one until my next one came. And then when he passed away, I said, oh my gosh, when I go there, which one am I going to go to, you know? Sounds like I'm the Black Widow, doesn't it? But one died, we were really young kids, and the other one, I loved him as a, you know, I was young, in my 20s. Loved him all my life.
Yeah.
And then, until I met Ben, my second husband, and then he passed with cancer, and I said, oh my God, when I used to always think, oh, I'll see David when I cross over. And then Ben, now I'm like, now they're both over there. Who will I see? And then I understood there can't be just one soulmate.
No, there's no.
Because if you put
a lot
them on...
of people get relief from that. When I explain that to them, they are... Some people don't like it because they fantasize maybe what the human psyche is used to for hundreds and thousands of years. We have one soulmate. And some get quite a relief from it because it doesn't make sense to them to have one soulmate. So Archangel Michael, very lovingly, he actually explained that this is something us human came with one soulmate. There is no one soulmate. You can have 2 or 3 or 4 great loved throughout your life. They were your soulmate at that particular time.
Well, yeah, so then, so when you go up there, if they're both up there, can I see them both? Can I split off and see them?
They're both out there, and they're both going to welcome you in an open arm. Because I'll tell you, Margaret, the love in a soul group is something that when they try to convey to me how much we love each other within our soul group, all I do is my physical body is so overwhelmed with their emotion that they try to relate to me that I cry because the body doesn't know how else. It's the same feeling that I have when the archangels are near me in my morning meditation. The body simply cries from joy. That's all I can say.
Well,
I know it's a beautiful feeling, beautiful feeling. And that's how they say that's the love that the team have for us. and that's the love our soul group have to each other. And again, some can be very little, like maybe five members, and some can be as much as eight. I don't know why they're saying as much as eight, but mm-hmm. that's the number mm-hmm. they repeat. And then there are clusters of groups that they are around us. So it's the soul group, we learn, we study, we view the life, we plan the next wildlife with each other. I mean, it's like a group of student friends. But then there are other soul groups around us. So we can go and visit the other soul groups, and but the intimate soul group that we have within each other is an incredible love. And a lot of time, one of the group choose to wait there, meaning in the spirit world, while we incarnate, because they think they can help us more. So sometimes the soul group divides. Some come back here while some stay there. And it, to me, it's truly quite fascinating. That doesn't mean that all the people in your life, friends, kids, husband and wife, parents, they're not all your soul group.
No, because I've had other, relationships, and I don't care if I ever see them again, on earth or in death. But I want to see them, those two men, when I cross over. But the rest of them, like, I had enough of them here. And then today you said, I'm sorry to tell you this, you have one more come.
I did, and I still stay by what they say.
I mean, that's fine, but, I've dated people for 2 years at a time. I'm like, bye,
Yeah.
But David, since I'm in my, 18, 17, I'm at my age now, if I cross over, he was going to be the man I saw not my husband of 22 years, David.
Yeah.
But then I married...
You knew that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
a long time ago. And so I said, okay, well, I'm married here on earth. He's gone on the other side. But I'll see him when we go. Then I meet Ben.
Yeah.
Then I say, oops, what happened to David? And I feel guilty.
Yeah.
And then Ben crosses over. I say, well, I wonder if they say hello.
Yeah.
So I asked you, does Ben and David even know they exist?
they're very much together. And again, they are the first one that welcome us forward. Is our soul group, whoever is there. Some
yeah.
might be still incarnating. But, of course, the guides welcome us and our team. And the first one that they always show me move forward when we passed over is the group, which, of course, all the memory come back and we know them. And it's kind of like a party, really, like a welcome party. So yeah, there's no soulmate. There's no one. They are soulmate, but not one, unless the one was pre-designed to just have one.
Well, I'm gonna call the show "Not One Soulmate" and "Yes to Divorce." Then I get them listening. I mean, because really, that's interesting. Because as I said, I use myself as an example, as opposed to talk by anybody else. But a lot of people I know and children, they carry on with this divorce thing, and then they even make the movies, and if they hadn't have been divorced, the kids would have been different. And then you go to, they're from single parent homes, and they on this earth we've made that so. It's such a stigma.
Yes.
You know that, right?
Yes. And don't misunderstand me. They're not saying not to try and save marriage. That's why it's so sacred for them not to go outside the marriage or the monogamous relationship. That's not what they're saying. What they are saying is once it's over...
It's over.
Don't go on the other person behind their back without their knowledge, and don't stay just for the kids. Because you have to move forward. You have to try some. You have to give your journey a chance. If it's meant to end, that means there is something else for you to experience. And again, really, Margaret, not once. Then once they told me to transfer a message that the marriage is done, stay for the kids. And
not once.
Again, that doesn't mean not to love them, not to support them, not to explain, because they give a full detail of how to handle the kids. But they have great concern for us to learn and achieve our journey, and they do it for us.
Now, by the way, you do healings too, I hear?
I do energy healing, yeah. I do energy healing.
You're gonna someone in Germany or someone in another country is contacting
you. Someone in Berlin have a leukemia, and what I do with the healing is I do it with Archangel Raphael, which is the healing angel, and I put the organ in the light.
Mm-hmm.
So if I know certain organ, because I can scan the body, and if I know certain organ or certain area is ill, or the chakras are not spinning strong enough, usually it's just a disease, it's not an illness.
Yeah, it's a disease.
Then I just bring the light to it. So I do some healing.
So we'll do a show on your healing. The only reason I bring that up is because people want to know how you can read, how, you know, that they can call you. Again, I'm going to answer this question. But Brian, because Brian's on our site, that you can go, you have to sit with Brian. You literally have to get an airplane and get here, which is low cost, and make an appointment with Brian. If you need to, you know, have a medium right now, or you want to talk to the angels, or the other side, you can call Mickey, and Mickey can do it on the phone, and it's just the same. And in fact, I'll email Brian, and I'm sure in not too long, when he's back from London, he will recommend, if you can't get a hold of Brian immediately, that you call Mickey. And so, you know, the question is how she can do it over the phone, the same way most mediums do. Most every other medium, except for Brian, is probably the only medium I know who won't do it over the phone. Maybe then
energy, of course, because I can I connect to the people, spirit guides and angels through energy, and energy is not bounded by space or time, so phone, it doesn't matter if it's a phone or private reading. So
yeah, and that's for you, but it doesn't work that way for Brian. And everybody has their own energy field that they can work from. I mean, he's a different kind of, you know, everybody. Yeah, he doesn't talk to angels, as I said, and he doesn't pretend to. He talks directly to your side, and you talk to the other side and angels, and you do healing. So everybody has different gifts. Some have more or less different.
It's like some are clairvoyant.
That's right, clairaudient. Yeah, and some people can heal with their hands. Some people can heal with their energy. Well, there's a healer in Las Vegas, actually. If you call him, on the phone he heals. And apparently he heals Joel Martin's dog and Joel Martin's wife. So there you go. I mean, he can do it. I don't know how he does it, but he does it the same way through energy, by visualization. So, you know, the world of the paranormal is very interesting. There's all kinds of levels, just like school, from kindergarten to senior year.
Yeah.
So you do it one way, somebody else does another. So please don't let, actually, it's really convenient if you can call Mickey. And if you need to call Mickey, you can, she's just started doing, you've got some time this summer, right?
Yes.
You have some free time this summer? Yeah.
Yes.
So, because you just really now start doing it outside your
home. It's a full-time job.
Yeah. Because she had a big company before. So she decided to dedicate herself to this. So if you need someone to talk to, you can call Mickey. And Mickey, again, your number is?
It's 951-249-4695.
And it's on the website too, right?
It is.
It's on the website.
MargaretWendt.com.
Or if you're listening to the show, you know the website. Mickey's up front. And then Mickey has her own website. It's
Mickey Jacobs, MikiJacobs.com.
Okay. There you go. If you need something, give Mickey a call. I do. Okay. All right. Thanks, Mickey. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you very much.
See you, Mike.